got a note from a listener who shall remain anonymous, who said, you know, with Major's aggressive behavior, maybe Major should be in charge and go after the Taliban and the terrorists. Major, who bit 8 Secret Service members in a row. Yesterday, we lost 13 members of the United States military, 10 Marines, 2 U.S. soldiers, a Navy medic. It's gut-wrenching and predictable. I've been telling you for weeks this was going to happen. There would be an attack, there would be slaughter, and it's going to get worse. Because what happens when you leave on August 31st and there are people behind? Civilians. Soon you have hostage situations. And worse. Brett Velikovich is a former U.S. Army Special Operations Intelligence Analyst and a former Delta Force member. He served multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan with a specialty in counter-terrorism operations and drone strikes. He joined us by phone today. Brett, good to have you here.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's gut-wrenching to me and angering to me. But for you, it has to be a whole different level. You served there alongside, shoulder-to-shoulder, other members of the United States military. To watch what was the most predictable and preventable catastrophe involving U.S. service members in a very long time. Tell me your thoughts.
I mean, my heart aches for these soldiers and Marines who were killed over there. And veterans like myself have been screaming at the top of our lungs for months that this situation was going to happen, that the Taliban was going to move fast and swiftly. And I, you know, it's, these are the very real and disastrous consequences for the way this withdrawal was handled by the Biden administration. And now we're seeing this play out. I mean, I think people think that this whole August 31st deadline was going to be the conclusion of all this, that somehow we could just turn our backs on the region and it would all go away. And I'm here to tell you, it's just the beginning. I mean, come August 31st, this country is going to descend further into chaos, and it keeps getting worse every single day. Every single day, our credibility and our influence around the world is diminished further because of this mess. You know, the actions of the administration have just elevated the Taliban status around the world. They've other terrorists.
Let me ask you this, Brett. Let me ask you this. You're retired now, and as if you were in the military, you couldn't answer these questions, but here it is. I had a person on the program with me yesterday. He said he couldn't believe it as a Navy veteran that he would say this, but he did. He said, General Mark Milley should be fired and court-martialed, as should every member of the Joint Chiefs. He says they know what's going on. I'm just a guy sitting here commenting on what's happening in the world around me, and I can figure this out. I'm not that bright, and I can figure this out. They've got all the intelligence in the world. They've got it all at their fingertips, and they knew what would happen. They knew the dangers. It was so predictable. And he says that this man, Mark Milley and others, should be fired and court-martialed. The Secretary of Defense should be dismissed. The Secretary of State should be dismissed. The Director of National Intelligence should be dismissed, and so on and so forth. What are your thoughts on those comments?
It's disgraceful. I think he's right. It's disgraceful what's happening. All right, these guys are warriors. Milley and Austin, they know better than this. This is repeating history, and it's painful to watch these guys at these press conferences. And look, I'm not normally in the business of disagreeing with military officials, but I don't believe when they say they saw this coming. They get out on these press conferences and they say, we don't have the capacity to get Americans out. It's just ridiculous. But I can't help but think, knowing that these guys are warriors and they know better than this, that there isn't some higher power telling them to fall in line and not do what they know as military guys to get Americans out of there. And it's almost like the Biden administration has some sort of comm strategy, and they're telling these guys to do the exact opposite of what they know is the right thing, which is to get our allies out of there. And now, I mean, what's happening just in the last 24 hours is just insane. Some of the information coming out, we're learning now that U.S. officials in Kabul gave the Taliban a list of names of American citizens. This is just insanity. I mean, we were just bombing these guys a few weeks ago, and now the admin is looking to the Taliban for help. I mean, who's calling the shots here? They're dictating, Taliban's dictating terms to the United States of America, and Biden's just letting them get away with that?
Apparently. I mean, that's what we're hearing. I mean, we heard him say yesterday that he's being instructed on what to do. Being instructed on what to do. by who knows who, just on who he gets to call in the press conference. I was instructed to call on Norm O'Donnell or whoever it was. I don't know who's running the country. That's the problem that we face here, isn't it? I mean, that's, Brett, I mean, I'm just sitting here going, I'm appalled. It doesn't look like there's any leadership. There's no command and control. It's completely incompetent. And as a result, 13 families are going to get a knock on the door today. 10 Marines, 2 U.S. soldiers, a Navy medic are going to get a knock on the door today. They did not need to get. Right or wrong?
100% right. We look so weak right now as a country. We look weak in a region in the Middle East where strength in both words and fists is supreme. And this is going to reverberate for decades, and we'll be measured on the world stage by how we respond. And this is going to be President Biden's legacy. He will be known as the president that took the boot off the necks of our enemies and left our U.S. soldiers, U.S., our country, and the world vulnerable. This will be his legacy. And unfortunately, our influence around the world is being diminished and tarnished every single day. And the blood of these soldiers are going to be on that administration's hands. They know better than this. And it's embarrassing to see what's happened.
Yeah, it's not just embarrassing. It's dangerous because it shows America as being very weak. And let's be fair about this other point, Brett, that some are screaming up and down about. But the fact of the matter is, we don't know for sure who we're bringing here. If we bring 50,000 Afghans here and sprinkle them all over the United States, we don't have a way to vet them properly. So you've got a terrible situation there. You've got those that helped us, and you've got those that you want to get out. But how do you know for sure? I mean, we gave, of course, the Taliban the list, the kill list, as we talked about, and we don't know how to vet them properly, do we?
I think the key word you said is we don't know. We've lost our eyes and ears on the battlefield. It's this whole operation has been botched from the get-go. I absolutely have no confidence in the upper echelons that the administration can respond rapidly to what has now become this major humanitarian operation. They've clearly failed us. And it's a constant, you know, they're not owning this failure. And it's this constant thought of we don't know. And the reason we don't know is because we've removed our intelligence capability over there. We're getting our information from primarily from journalists, brave journalists in the field. That's just absurd. But we've lost our eyes and ears over there. We're getting information from, you know, Taliban social media accounts that are showing all these weapons that have been left over there and showing these attacks. And it's just this constant thought of and this constant message from the White House of we don't know. And that's gonna play out years down the line. If people think for one second we're not gonna have to go back over there and clean up this mess,
yeah,
they're crazy.
Weakest president of my lifetime. It's not even close. Weakest president of my lifetime. At least Jimmy Carter attempted to do some things to show American resolve and fortitude. Brett Velikovich, former U.S. Army Special Operations Intelligence Analyst, former Delta Force member. I appreciate the time you stood watch for the rest of us. Thank you for being here. We'll keep watching because I don't know where it goes from here. Nobody does. Brett, thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
We'll take a quick break here. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere. Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information.